Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicago and Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 119, season 5. And today's date is April 10th, 2022. And I have an interesting show coming up today. Thank you for joining me. I will talk about two things. I will talk about the Ask Ann Landers Advice column from the Chicago Sun-Times. This is a very interesting subject I will discuss. I found a few things about that I never knew about that. And the second thing is I will do a tribute to the longtime WGN meteorologist Jim Ramsey. He passed away this past Friday at the age of 69. And I will talk about his career and my memories of him. And he's such a dear man. And that's very sad. Okay. Right now, the program will go into a commercial, and this program is brought to you by Dentine Gum. And here is a commercial from 1979, 1980, with brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine. I love this commercial. So here's, they filmed about five of them, of those. So here is number five, I guess. So here it is. Enjoy.
They loved your dress, they loved your hat, but your breath could knock Godzilla flat.
Brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine.
You love your plants and never frown, but when you talk, they all turn brown.
Brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine.
While you're chewing Dentine, it freshens your breath as effectively as even mouthwash.
That goodnight kiss was some surprise, cause all she did was roll her eyes.
Brush your breath, brush your breath, brush your breath with Dentine.
Alrighty, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. It's very infectious. And you can find them on YouTube. I think, I don't know all of them, but most of them. And I remember watching these commercials during during that time. I remember watching it during the shows of Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Three's Company, Soap, Taxi, you know, on WLS TV on Channel 7, and they used to, and it was funny. They showed them in the daytime, you know, during the daytime, during the soap operas, like All My Children, One Life to Live, and those. And they're very hilarious. They really are, you know, in situations where someone has bad breath. And I know they overdo it, but it's funny anyway. Okay. Dentine still made. I remember they had Dentine Ice gum. I don't know if it's still around. It was pretty good. I think it was in the 90s or 2000s. I don't know. Anyway, so as I said in the beginning of the program, I will talk about the Ask Ann Landers Advice column. And also, I will do a tribute to Jim Ramsey. He was the weatherman at WGN TV Channel 9. That he passed away last Friday. And before I get to him, I want to talk about something. My health status, I'm doing a little better. But I'm still a little wobbly and all that. Hopefully, it'll be over. I go for my kidney ultrasound in about 10 days. And then go see my urologist. He's also a nephrologist, too. And see him on the 27th. He will get my results for that and also my blood work. I hope to take care of this problem. You know, it's very frightening for me. Overall, I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. Okay. Right now, we will talk about Jim Ramsey. When I heard the news last Friday, believe it or not, the person that I found out from that he died was Tom Skilling on Facebook. And he wrote a long comment, a long story about him, and I was very shocked. And it seemed like he took his death very hard because they were colleagues for a long time and probably a very good friend of his. And, you know, that's so sad. And then as soon as that was posted, the comments come flooding in and people remembered him, and they still do now. You know, and I posted, and then I announced it on Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page, posted a photo of Jim Ramsey, and people remembered him. You know, and I only had one negative comment. I deleted that. That's terrible. You know, that's disrespectful. But anyway, but most were 99% were positive, and they loved the man. They really did, and they liked his voice. You know, he had a broadcaster's voice. You know, and he seemed like he was a gentleman. You know, he was from the South. You know, and from what I heard from people is. He seems so serious, you know, doing the weather. You're supposed to because you're professional, but off camera, he was had a great sense of humor. Probably did all kinds of hijinks. You know, that's what makes you interesting. You know, you can't be like a Debbie Downer or a Gloomy Gus for all your life. You know, you can't make friends or talk to people like that. Anyway, so I will talk about his biography a little bit, and then I'll talk about my memories. When I first saw him, and he's from, believe it or not, he's not, like I said, he has that Southern charm. So he was from South Carolina, and he began his career in Greenville, South Carolina in 1975. And he worked a couple TV stations, and then he moved to Chicago in 1980. And on WLS TV Channel 7. And I remember watching him then, and he was wonderful. And there's a couple of clips on YouTube you could find. And he's with a lot of anchormen that I remember, but they're no longer around. That's kind of weird like that. And he stayed there for a while, and then he got a job in Washington, D.C. But he wasn't there very long. He was there about 3 years. And then he came back to Chicago and WGN hired him. And he was there for a long time, 30 years. He was there. And I think he did a bit morning. I think he did sometimes also. But most of the time he was on the weekends. So I didn't mind that. And they love his voice. His voice is wonderful. And because I think he was on the radio as well. And he also did the weather reports on WGN radio. So once you tune in on WGN on the radio, you would hear his voice. You knew it was him right away. And he presented the weather very well. Wonderful. Yeah, like most anchormen, some were a little flashy, some were not good, but he was great. He was really great. And, you know, he was kind of quiet off camera, too. Also did that, you know, and he liked fishing. He loved to fish. And he retired a few years ago. I think 2017. Yeah, he retired in 2017. I remember I watched his last broadcast. It was on the weekend. They threw a big party for him. And, you know, that was kind of sad. It really was. And he also did the weather on the morning news very early and, you know, with the morning crew. And he was a good sport. You know, he loved that. And they all loved him. So, and, you know, I talked to my brother yesterday from California, and I told him about Jim Ramsey, and he goes, yeah, I remember him. He was a good guy. You know, I loved watching him. You know, I remember him on Channel 7. I remember on Channel 9, you know, and he was so sad about that. So, you know, another piece of Chicago history gone. There it is. We all miss him. We will all miss him, that. Yeah. Okay. So next up, I'm going to talk about Ask Ann Landers, a Vice column, which was published to Chicago Sun-Times. I will give you a little history. And I said in the beginning of the program, there were things I never knew about. I assume that there was one Ann Landers. There was one person that wrote that column the entire time. No, I was wrong. There was another person, and there were a couple of people that took over while this other person passed away, but there was another person that wrote it. So I'll give you a little history of that. And it's very interesting. Yeah. And so Ann Landers was created in 1943. And it was the first advice columnist, excuse me, was, her name was Ruth Crowley. And she worked there. She was a nurse in Chicago. And she wrote, began writing a column for childcare for the Sun. So I think it's the same thing, the same newspaper or sometimes, or it's the Sun. I don't know, I probably. And she chose the name Ann Landers as a surname. And so she borrowed it from a friend of the family. And so they kept their secret. They kept their identity secret about that. And she was there from 1943 to 1955. And but then she took a break between the years 1948 and 1951 because I don't know why. Maybe she had a baby or she just needed a break. So I assume they reprint their columns, you know, from that. After she returned in 1951 to the Chicago Sun-Times, and then it was syndicated to other newspapers, so it was just not the Sun. It was just not the Sun-Times. It was others. And unfortunately, she had and then she died on July 20th, 1955. She was age 48, which is sad, you know. And she also had her own TV show, and it was. It was on a network called the Dumont Television Network. This was in the 50s. A lot of people don't remember that, but we had a fourth network like Fox that we have now, or like the CW. And so the title of the show was All About Baby. I assume it's about talking about baby care and all that. And it only ran about 2 years. And there might be an episode. I haven't checked if there's an episode on YouTube. Some episodes survive. Of that. Okay. And then after her death, there were a couple people took over for the column for in about 3 months. And then they hired the other Ann Landers who we known for a long time. And that person was Eppie Lederer. I hope I pronounce her name. Yeah. And she was the twin, you know, her twin sister was Dear Abby, Abigail Van Buren. And yeah, she took the column over in 1955 and she wrote that column for 47 years, a long, long time ago. And that's something. And her twin sister was Dear Abby. Her real name was Pauline. And Ann Landers' real name was Esther, Eppie. They called her Eppie, you know. And they were both born in July 4th, 1918, in Sioux City, Iowa. Then they came to Chicago. And they attended college. They both did. And also, of course, Dear Abby started not in Chicago, started in San Francisco. And then, so they got along very well. But then, I don't know, something happened. Their relationship strained. But they got together in 1964, but they still feel like that. It reminds me of those two famous actresses, Olivia de Havilland and Joan Fontaine. You know, they were big movie stars, and they got along fine. And then something happened to them, and they didn't speak for the rest of their lives, which is terrible. You know, and because Olivia de Havilland died about a couple of years ago, she was like over 100. Amazing. Yeah. Anyway, so their sisters they met their husbands and they got married. They had a double ceremony in 1939. And it was when they were almost 21 years old. And so I bet it was a big gala, a lot of people like that. And I remember, and let's see. The thing is how Epi got the column that they held a contest at Chicago Sun-Times, and she won it. And then she took the identity of Ann Landers, but Ruth Crawley was kept secret until it was revealed later. And she wrote the column, and she did it for a long time. And when I was growing up, I used to read. Sometimes I read her column. I really did. And she touched a lot of subjects, ordinary subjects, you know, every day. Like, for example, good manners, how to get rid of an uninvited guest in your house. You invite your mother-in-law for a weekend, you know, a long weekend, but that long weekend turns into like the entire year. It reminds me of that joke on the Honeymooners where Alice's mother comes to visit and then she wants to stay for a short visit. And then Ralph Kramden says, yeah, when she came here for the holidays, she was going to stay from Christmas to New Year's. But she came to New Year's and stayed until Christmas. What a great line. Yeah. And other subjects, you know, like I said, etiquette, what you do at a wedding, what you're not supposed to do, you know, how you sit at the table, or ask what is right and what is wrong. Or like I read somewhere that someone was talking on the phone and the person was listening on the extension in the old days, but heard something terrible about that and about somebody else. And she asked her, I have to tell this person about it, or I should keep quiet because eavesdropping is wrong. But Ann Landers answered, if it's very serious, or it's a matter of life or death, yes, you would, you know, but don't tell that person where you heard from. So something like that. And, you know, so I read a few columns in life, and then, you know, she did this for a long time. I remember watching on television, she was interviewed, and someone mentioned today on Facebook that she talked with a lisp, which I believe it's true. I did see her do that. And I used to see her on television, you know, like she was being interviewed, and sometimes she was very high society, and she hung around most sometimes with, do you remember the other columnist, Irv Kupcinet? I will talk about him in a future episode. That's interesting. And what a long career, very established career. It's fascinating about that. And let's see, believe it or not, she was married for a long time, but her and her husband got divorced. And her husband's name was Jules, and they divorced in 1975. And they were married a long time. And then I don't know the reason why they broke up, which is strange. And she received about 30,000 sympathetic letters of that, which was amazing, you know. And she took it well, I guess. And she was in good health for good life. And then she died on June 22nd, 2002. And her column after was took over by two longtime editors. Their names was Kathy Mitchell and Marcy Sugar. And they changed the name to Annie's Mailbox. They changed it to that. And then they ran it for a long time. And her daughter was Margot Howard. I think it was her. I'm not sure. Yeah, she had a daughter. Her name was Margot Howard. She was married to actor Ken Howard. Do you remember him from the TV series White Shadow? That was her ex-husband. And so her column's name is named Dear Prudence. So that was very interesting. And actually, Annie's mailbox ran for a long time until June 30th, 2016. And they decided to end it. So that was that. So, Epi had a very long life, as I said before, and you could find all her columns online. They're archived, if you choose to do that, which is fascinating to do that. And her sister, which is Dear Abby, she wrote for the Chicago Tribune. She did that, but that column is still around, and it's run by her daughter Jean Phillips. So she's Dear Abby. So you know, but there was a rivalry between those two. It was kind of funny like that, and so if you pick up the Tribune, you might find it. You see Dear Abby. You know, I've read a couple times like that. So it's very interesting. Very interesting indeed. And Pauline, she developed Alzheimer's, and she died on January 16, 2013 at the age of 94. And so that was terrible. A terrible disease. Okay. So that'll be all for today. I'm sorry I rambled a little bit, you know, but it was interesting to find out information about this column. Like I said before in the beginning, I thought it was just one person. It was just Epi that wrote the Vice column. No, it was somebody else. Yeah, it was somebody else. You know, that's amazing. That's part of Chicago history. So that's the end of our show, and thank you for joining me. I talked about Jim Ramsey, the WGN weatherman who just passed away this past Friday. I talked about my memories of him, and he was a wonderful man. Well, we will all miss him. And then I talked about the Ask and Landers column, the advice column from the Chicago Sun-Times, which was, like I said, a very fascinating search for information. Okay, my next episode will be Tuesday. I'll decide what I'll do then. I'll think of a subject. Might be a lot of fun. So thank you for joining me. Everyone, have a great day. And bye-bye now for me. And here is Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now with a little traveling music. So long, everybody. Take care.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.